Boy on the Psichev of Hilchei Shabbos, he says that when does the Rambam say that if you use soap, so it only involves an Issur Rabbanon, because you are Melit, you convert a solid into a liquid because of that, so it's muta to use liquid soap, because the Issur of using soap consists in transforming a solid into a liquid. So the Rambam says, because you transform a solid into a liquid, so that is only if it's hard soap. You know, a piece of soap that was not yet used, so it's very hard. But suppose the soap is very soft, and when you use it, it had been used already a lot. And then it is so soft that when you use it on your hands, on your body, on your face, so you smooth it out, and you stretch it out, you flatten it out. If the soap is already small, I mean it was almost used up, and a little bit is left of that soap. So then it is very soft, and when you use it, you flatten it out, you smooth it out. So then it's a melocha d'rais. I mean it's a big chiddush because the Rambam should have mentioned it. So, but it seems to me that what the Tiferes Yisrael says is true according to Rav Netamshin. That Chilev is Chayev, Chilev is Abeimu is Chayev Mishum Mimachik. Chilev is Abeimu is Chayev Mishum Mimachik. Why? Because when he milks the cow, so he has to flatten out and smooth out the odor of the Abeimu. So the same thing is true of a soft piece of soap. So when you use it on your body, you have to flatten it out and to smooth it out. Now, the same thing would be true, let's say, toothpaste on Shabbos. So you also, in order to use the toothpaste, so you have to flatten it out, you have to smooth it out. But again, So that is true according to Rambam Tamshite, that the kavone to smooth out the surface is not an integral part of the tzura samaloche. But then you say you're not mischaven, is not tzorich. So we say that if something is a means towards an end, so it's like shode sichala asune, so he's chayev. But if we say that ligabi mimachik, so the kavone of smoothing out the surface is an integral part of the tzuras hamloche, so mimele it's not awesome. And that is probably the shita of the Rishonim v'Achilik HaRav Netam. One second. Now, so that is now as about toothpaste. I said, so in Achname, one should not use toothpaste because according to Rav Netam, it will involve a melocha d'raise. We have to be cheshish in regard to a need to a melocha d'raise for shittas Rav Netam. So that will involve. But how about? But then I think that there is a shaila. Now I don't know. I mean, I don't have any raise for it. That there is a shaila. Now those who aser using toothpaste on Shabbos, so the only aser using toothpaste on Shabbos. But some of those who aser to use toothpaste on Shabbos, they are matir to use a toothbrush without toothpaste. And I think that just brushing the teeth with the toothbrush, even without toothpaste, if you brush it well, not if you just do it the way some workers gis up, you know, the meat, you know, spray here and spray there. But if you brush the teeth properly, the way your dentist tells you to brush the teeth, so mainly, what's the purpose of brushing the teeth? The purpose of brushing your teeth, every dentist will tell you that, is to remove the tartar. So in other words, if you don't brush your teeth, so there is a lot of tartar on the teeth. You don't see it. It's not visible. But there is a lot of tartar. And when the dentist gives a cleaning to your teeth, so what does he do in effect? He just removes the tartar. Then he really smooths out the surface. And that he does be kavone. So, mimele, So Mamele, I think that it's possible. As far as the mimachik of toothpaste per se is concerned, so it's only according to Rabbeinu Tam Shittin. But according to the other Rishenim, the really doesn't involve any self-mimachik, because he's not interested in smoothing out the surface of the toothpaste, in flattening out the toothpaste. He's not interested. So Mamele, only according to Rabbeinu Tam Shittin. That the kavone of smoothing out the surface is not an integral part of the Tzuras Hamloch, but according to other Rishonim, not. However, if you brush the teeth properly, the way the dentist advises you to brush the teeth, in other words, to smooth out the surface of the teeth from all the tartar, so then the kavone is to smooth out the surface. So that might involve an Hamloch at Reis Machit. But I don't know. I'm not saying. You could say that when is there a meloche deraisa of mimachik, when you smooth out the surface, if before you smoothed it out, you saw that the surface was not, it was visible to your eyes, that the surface was not smooth. And then you smooth it out. So in other words, let's say, when you pave the roads, or when you pluck the feathers of a chicken. So you saw, that it wasn't smooth. And now you smooth out the surface, and the kavone is to smooth out the surface. So then there's a machik. Mashenk in here, you don't see that it's not smooth. You don't see it. It's not nikal inayim that it's not smooth. But the truth is, the bimtzias, when you brush your teeth properly, you do smooth it out, if you brush it properly. So maybe the meloch of memachik doesn't apply to it now. It's hard to tell. I didn't find that in any place. I didn't find that in. All right. Now, so we need a little bit of time. The mifari chayev mishu memachi. The chshechilev memachi kesadad o machmi. We need a little bit. The ferik chovye samrino chilev odom lisech hagdeiro. Avoloi lisech hakare. Ul rabne tam mali lisech hagdeire mali lisech hakare. That is because he told the Didosh. So then we understand why is Chayiv told the Didosh, because just as Dosh, so you separate, let's say the Eichel from the Shibeles, the seeds of grain from the Shibeles, so when you Mifarik, so you separate the Mashke from the Eichel, so that's also Dosh. So in other words, Dosh manifests itself in two ways, either in the removal, in the separation of the Eichel from the Pseiles, or in the separation of the Mashke from the Eichel. So when you squeeze out grapes, you make grape juice, so then Yachayev Mishum Seichet Mifarek, it's told in the Dosh, because you separate the juice from the grapes. You squeeze out and you separate the juice from the grapes. So it's only when you separate a mashke from an eichel. So Memele, so the Gemara says in Pechovies, Chayli vodom lisech hagdeiro, avoloi lisech hakaro. If you have a gdeiro with the many crumbs of pieces of bread, and then you milk the cow into it, so then the piece of bread become mixed up with the piece, the crumbs, the peruri of lechem become mixed up with the milk. So that the halacha is that mashke abol isech eichel keichel damye. So memele, the milk that is squeezed out from the cow, so has it been out of a mashke, in as much as it goes into a gdeiro that has pirurim of lechem in it, and those pirurim of lechem become mixed up, misari, with the milk, so mimele, the milk that is obtained from the cow also has a shemeichel. So mimele, you're not in effect separating a mashke from an eichel, you are separating an eichel from an eichel. The behemah is eichel, and the milk that goes into the gdeiro is mixed up with food, with pirurim, is also eichel, so it's not dosh. But if you milk if you squeeze the milk into a caro, into a pail that has no pirurim of lechem in it, so that then it's mashke pure and simple. So that means that you separate the milk which has a chalisha mashke from the behemoth that is an eichel. So it's it all there. It's it all there of dosh. So it's it all there of dosh. So that's good according to Rashi. But according to Ramnatam, that the chiyuv is because of mimachik. So what difference does it make? I mean, you have to milk the cow in the same way. Doesn't make any difference whether the milk runs into a kare or it enters a gdeiro. So you have, this is a necessary means towards the end. In other words, in order to obtain the milk, you have to flatten out and smooth out the order of the behemoth. So it should be the same thing. I just want to finish the thesis and then discuss some thesis kashi there sometime. Ufirus hakuntres was a shabu. The mikorek is your bit adin choshevechel. Ushechil was a hagdero. Nama avechel. But we don't really dosh and ishtane. Don't really dosh and ishtane. In other words, that so dosh, let's say you separate the eichel from the shebeles, from the pseles, or let's say if you separate the mashke from an eichel. Vinirel, the pirus hakuntres, halochet rabiude. דומה בפרק אף על פי אומר רב מרינס דיני אחי נקחולו בשעבס מייטיימה מפרק לך על ידו ובמוק ימצאו וגוזרו רבונון. So רב מרינס says that גיני אחי זיה נקחולו בשעבס. Somebody who is sick, I mean, אחי לשם לסכון, he has a very bad cough and he's אחי לשם לסכון, so the הלוכה is that he's allowed to put the odor of the behemoth in his mouth and squeeze out the milk. He's allowed to do it because he's milking the cow in an unnatural way. The natural way of obtaining milk from the cow is by squeezing out the milk into a pail, not by squeezing it out directly into his mouth. So mimele, it's mifarik lachayat, and lachayat is only osam derabanon. Umokim tzal because of rabbanon. So in other words, so Tesis is explaining the Rashi. First of all, Tesis makes an assumption that in as much as Rashi says after the Kei, that the reason is why Chayim is Chayim Chatos is because of Tolbi Dosh. And Dosh shall be Tolikarke. So obviously that price accords with Rabbi Yehuda, that Yesh Dish shall be Tolikarke. Now, if that price accords with Rabbi Yehuda, so Tesis makes another assumption. So Mimele Mistame, that the Aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, if the Aloche hadn't been like Rabbi Yehuda, the Aloche had been like the Rabbein of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Stam price wouldn't accord with Rabbi Yehuda. So Mimele, so then Tesis mentions Rai. Why does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say all that. I mean, Tesis says it in Rashi. So why does Rashi say? Why does Rashi say that halachic Rabbi Yehuda? Because there is a raya from the Gemara. According to Rashi, there is a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvis that halachic is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara in Ksuvis says, Rabbi Marina says that gineach is yeneik chol b'shabes. So only he has to squeeze out the milk with his mouth. Why? Because it's klachayat. Now, apparently, so in other words, so Tesis is assuming that every shvuz de Rabbanon is muta for chile shem sakonim. Now there is a machlekes rishenim. There is one shvuz that is certainly muta for chile shem sakonim. That's a merely noch shvuz. So that's a gemara mefureshes that the yildes within 30 days that she gave birth to a child. So she has a din of achil shem sakonim. So maybe we are allowed to tell a goy to do any melacha deraisa for a yieldes, but it's litzirach of the yieldes within the 30 days. Even though she's not achil shem sakonim after 7 days, she's certainly not achil shem sakonim. But she has a din of achil shem sakonim. So maybe it's muta. So amir olochi is certainly muta for achil shem sakonim. But the harishenim will say that every shvuz the rabbanon is muta for achil shem sakonim. So according to these harishenim, if somebody is sick, he's not a chilash yevusakone, you're allowed to carry something for him in a carmelis, according to this Hashem. The Ramban shita is that only two types of the Rabbonon on Shabbos are mutar for Achil Shim Zakone. One, the Rabbonon is Amir Linochi, so that's a Gemara Meforeshes. Daf Kuf Chavches, Amir Linochi. And then the other Rabbonon is Tlachayat. So Amir Linochi Shvus is mutar for Achil Shim Zakone, and Tlachayat is mutar for Chelishim Zakone. And the Ramban, now the Ramban Shita is that milking a cow is Melochet Reis. Is Melochet Reis. Even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh. Why? Because the Behemo has a din of Gidulei Karke, because it's sustained by Karke. It's sustained by Karke. So, and still the Gemara says, Rabbi Melina says, Gnei Achin Ichol B'Shabes. So, the Gnei Achin is only allowed to squeeze out the milk from the cow, from the udder of the cow, if he puts the odor into his mouth and he squeezes it out with his mouth, because that's klachayat. But to squeeze out the milk with his hand into a pail and to drink it, so that the Ganeach should be able to drink it, not. So why not? So the Ramban says, the Ramban has two lishemis. So is one shita is that chiliv is chayav midrais. Chiliv is chayav midrais. And then he mentions this rai of Reb Marinus. I mean that chiliv is chayav midrais. And he mentions this rai of Reb Marinus that chiliv is chayav midrais. Because if we say that chiliv is only osam derabonon, that chiliv is only osam derabonon. So Mimele, why does Rav Marina say that he has to put the odor into his mouth? Why can't he simply milk the cow in the natural way? Because that's only osam. That's only osam derabonon. So it's a raya from that. It's a raya from that that it is osam derais. But if he does a klachayad, if he puts the odor of the behemoth in his mouth and he squeezes out the milk, so then it's lachayat, it's not natural way. Then he says, no, we can say that chiliv is osam derabonon. Even when you squeeze it out with your hands into a pail, so it's only in the natural way, so it's only osam derabonon, because we pass on like the rabbonon of Rabbi Yudeh, then we shall be lekarke, and the behemoth is not considered lekarke. So then you ask, but if it's only osam derabonon, so why does Rabbi Marina say only klachayat you can be yenig chol b'shabes? Why shouldn't he be able to milk the cow in the natural way? It's only osam derabonon. The answer is a nisa derabonon is shvus is not muta for achil shem isakone. But only two kinds of shvus are muta for achil shem isakone. That is amir linochi, that's cow, and the shvus of klachayat is also muta for achil shem isakone. But the shvus of milking a cow, assuming that it's only a shvus, that is mochomo, that is not muta. So we see that Teisves is chelik on the Ramban. And Teisves says, V'nir l'pirish akun l'alach k'abnir l'omer v'fir k'af, al pi yomer Rav Marinus, g'nei achyenik chol v'shabes, matam m'farik l'chayadu, uv'mokin tzahal l'igoz Rabbonon, uv'posik osam Rav Yisef, il chesik Rav Marinus. So vei nir aleima, d'af li Rabbonon osea, mid Rabbonon, d'imer ze k'imfarik, because two in disha would get to the karki. But mid rabbonon it's also a rim shalom bidu lekarke v'yavol gav dle asir al rabbonon l'shore alo mishum di ketarte ki lachayad uvimokim tzar nadu it's like the Ramban. So that's Einir Leimer. Teisus doesn't like that story. So in other words, Teisus Shite is not like the Ramban. And Teisus Shite is that every Yisad Rabbonon is muta for Achil Hashem Besakonim. And the Mechaber mentions several shittes. Thank you. Now in Simen Shin Chofres, Shulcha Shabbos, Sif Yudzayin, Chile Shenofal Machmas Chile Limishko, Vehim Beisakone, Oy Sheyesh Lei Michu Shemitztaya Vecholom Menu Kol Gufe, Sheoz Afal Pi Sheheilich Kin, Sheoz Afal Pi Sheheilich Kin Ofal Limishko Tam. In other words, what is a Chile Shemitzakone? It doesn't mean that if somebody has a headache, or he has a toothache, so he has a din of a chile shim zakone. In other words, chile shim zakone, that's michush baon. That's not even chile shim zakone. Chile shim zakone is one of two things. Either that he has a certain kind of an ailment, an account of which he has to stay in bed, so maybe he has a din of chile shim zakone, or even if the doctors don't tell him he has to stay in bed, but it's nechlash kol gufe. In other words, he walks around, he works, but he's dizzy all the time. On account of that ailment, he is dizzy. He's nechlash kol gufei. I mentioned one example. Of nechlash kol gufei. I mean, if it's nechlash kol gufei, even though he's not nifl mishkov, he also has a din of a chilish misakone. So chilish nof machmas chilish mishkov veim misakone. Emirim leakum lasis lechufoi. So amir lenochi is certainly mutar because that's a gemara mefreshes. Aval imechalin olof es hashabos biisa deraisi afilu yesh beisakone seiver. So there is one lashon in the Mechaber that even sakone seiver is not derech shvus rabbanan. Afilu yesh b'sakone seiver. So the shita of the shachis in Yerbeye that if there is sakone seiver you are allowed to be teiver and nisa deraisa too. But the Mechaber shita is not like that. Afilu yesh b'sakone seiver uchalul of Yisrael b'nisa derabbanan. So he says avolim. So in other words, so this lashon in the mechaber is that an isa de rabbonon, that an isa de rabbon, a sakone sefer is deichel every isa de rabbonon of Shabbos, but not an loch de raise. The shach shite is that even isa de raise, so sakone sefer has a din of pikach nefesh, but the shite of the mechaber is not like that, not like the shach in your day. So, Avil Mechalon Zashabes B'Yisad Raisi. Afil Yish B'Yisakon Eseida. Ulchalul of Yisrael B'Yisad Rabbonon B'Yedayim. So, Yish Matirin. Afilu. So, he says, V'Yay Shemrin, Sheim Yish B'Yisakon Eseida Raisi. V'Yim Eim B'Yisakon Eseida Eim Eisi. So, first he says, Ulchal of Yisrael b'Yisrael Rabbonon b'Yedayim, so yesh matirim afilu yim b'Yisakon Eseida. So every Yisrael Rabbonon of Shabbos, so is muter, even without Sakon Eseida. That's Teisa Shite. That's Teisa Shite. Teisa's here is that every Yisrael Rabbonon is muter v'chel shim Sakon Eseida. Even without Sakon Eseida. V'yei shemrim, shim yesh b'Yisakon Eseida, eisi. V'yimein b'Yisakon Eseida, ein eisi. Ein eisi. So you're not allowed, if there is no Sakone Seiver, so you're not allowed, that's the shit of the Rambam. In other words, that only the Shvus of Tlachayad is Muter, even without Sakone Seiver. But any other Shvus is only Muter if there is a Sakone Seiver. We may be Sakone Seiver anyways. We yei shemri, and then there is another shite. She may be Sakone Seiver in Shinu. ואם יש ביסקון הסייבר, איסים בלא אישינו. ויש שאומרים, אפילו יש ביסקון הסייבר, אין איסים לידובו של נסמך למוח את הרייס. So there is one sheet that says that even with סקון הסייבר. So a shvus that has a smach with the rice is not muta. ודבורן שאים נסמך למוח איסים, אפילו אין ביסקון הסייבר. ודברי הסבורה השלישי סניר. So what is the סבורה השלישי? The Svora Shlishi says, Yei Shemrim Shimei B'Yisakon Eseiver, Eisim B'Shinu, that means that the Yiser of Kilach Hayad, that the Shvus of Kilach Hayad is Muter, so, V'im Yei B'Yisakon Eseiver, Eisim B'Lo Yishinu, alright, but without Sakon Eseiver, so only the Shvus of Kilach Hayad. So we have several Shittas. Alright. Now, Teisves Kashi against Rav Netam is, how can Rav Netam say that the Chiyuv, that the chiyuv of chilek is mishum mimachik, if it's mishum mimachik, so what's the difference between misichak deir or misichak kar? And Teisves in Daf Kuf Mendalad in Shabbos also mentions that. I think so. Yeah. No. Please, please. No. Now, all right. Thesis in Shabbos doesn't say it. I mean, Kuf Mendalet in Shabbos doesn't say it. Thesis says that Kashi here, but Kuf Mendalet in Shabbos he doesn't say. So it's a very strong Kashi. Now, but Thesis in Kuf Mendalet in Shabbos mentions in the name of Rabbi Natan something that seems to be diametrically opposed to what Rabbi Natan says here. Now, Daf Kuf Mendalad in Shabbos on the base, the last thesis. Chili vodo meiz lisichak deiro. Avo loy lisichak kar. Al mekesova mashke abo leicha leichalu. Eichalu. Nira lab netam dani davke biyonte. Dichazi beim la achile. Habek moy uchle difres. Uchle difres means an eichal that was separated. Avo bishabes that was detached. Avo bishabes lichazi lishchite. Kmoy lichazi lishchite. אבל שבת לחזן ישחית יש כמו דוש חשיבה שהבאים הוא יקיפסלס וכשחילי והבקנאית אל איכל מתיכפסלס וכי משמע בבהג זה ביום תפייר so ומי הוא שחית אס because the same thing the Gemara mentions in connection with an Eshkel שאני לא בין cluster of grapes so שיחת אודום שיחת אודום Zeisim v'anovim l'sich hagdere, אבל לא l'sich hakare, because when you squeeze out the grapes, the juice from the grapes, into a gdere, let's say, into a gdere that has certain food, and it becomes mixed up with the food, so mashka bo l'sich eichel keichel dome, so memele, you're not mifarech. But if you squeeze out the juice from the grapes into a kare, so it has a din of mashke, so you are mafrit, you separate the mashke from the eichel, so it's dosh. Now, so this really the Rif says here in Perik Chovies, Tavkuf Mendalot. So the Rif says that this aloche, now the Gemara says two aloches. One is Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tavkuf Mendalot, based at the bottom, the sixth line from the end of the Omed, Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Sichet Dona Meshkel Shoah Novim, Lissich Hagdir Avol, Lissich Hakar. Omar Rav Chizde, מדברי רבינו, רבינו דת שמואל, נלמד, חילו ועוד המייז לשיחק דירה, אבל לא צריך הקארה, אבל מכוסוב המשקה בו להיך להיך לו, so the Rif says, and רב נתם, פעלו זאפית, רב נתם היא עדף קוף מנדלת, פעלו זאפי שיטה, כשיטה, so the Rif says, that while שמואל's דין of שיחד, עוד המשקל שלנו ולשיחק דירה, has applies to יום תפן שבס, but the corollary to Shmuel's din of Chilei Vodo Meiz Lisichak Deire Avol Lisichak Are applies only to Yom Tef, not to Shabbos as far as Sichet Odom Eshkol Shalan Novim Lisichak Deire so even on Shabbos you're allowed to do it, the Rif says because what's the Yisar of squeezing out the juice from grapes? The Yisar is because you separate the Mashke from the Eichel. The grapes are an echo, and the juice is a mashke. But if you squeeze it out into a kare, so you separate a mashke from an echo. But if you squeeze it out into a deiro that has pirurim of echel in it, and that juice becomes mixed up, so with the pirurim, so mimele, it has a chaleishem, a chaleishem mashke. So it has a chalisha meichel, not a mashke. I just want to point out, there are certain kibbutzim, and I'm not going to mention the names of those kibbutzim. So when I was in Israel, I reprimanded the heads of those kibbutzim. So there are certain kibbutzim. I mean, and that happens to be the more observant of the kibbutzim. So they milk a cow on Shabbos, they milk by putting a loaf of bread or a roll and then in an empty pail and then they milk the milk they squeeze out the milk into that pail But that's just that's like paperwork, I mean, that is done by certain people. So that's no heter, because it is mentioned that when do we say that mashke habol is echeichel? Echlo, not mashke, if, let's say, the mashke becomes mixed up with the pirulim of echel. Let's say you have in the gdeira, you have cheese. And then you squeeze the milk into the cheese, and then it becomes mixed into one lump. The milk and the cheese becomes they mix up into one lump. So mainly it has a din of eichel. But if you just put a roll at the bottom of the pail, at the bottom of the pail, and then you squeeze out milk into it, so it is just as a certain anti-Semite, a certain notorious anti-Semite in Poland. So he said that the Jews are amoyim, he says. They always like to do a trick. And even the most observant Jews, so they like to bypass all the halachas by resorting to a trick. So he mentions the union of Etariske, so that many Jews, so they lend money on interest, and they take out, and they make a heteriske, and then he mentions something else. Of course, it emanates from anti-Semitism. So he says Jews are not allowed to travel on a train on Shabbos, but they are allowed to travel on a boat on Shabbos. So what does an Orthodox Jew do? He wants to travel on a train on Shabbos, and he's not allowed. So in order to conform to his religion, so he takes a pail with water, and then he puts his feet in the pail of water, and he puts it on the train, and he travels on train on Shabbos. So this is mein ze. If you just put a roll at the bottom of the pail, and then you squeeze all the milk into it, so then he doesn't have a din of an eichel, just because there is one small roll at the bottom of the pail. So that does not make it into an eichel. When is it an eichel? If, let's say, you have pirurim in the gdeire, and it's in good faith, I mean, it's not just a trick. In other words, and then the milk becomes mixed up with it, and it forms one lump. So melee, in such a case, it has a shem of eichel. So the Rif says that if somebody is chiliv, if so, that the aluche of seichet odom eshkil shalanovi, we say chagdeiro avol, so that applies to Shabbos too, not only to yonte. Because if you are seichet eshkil shalanovim, we say chagdeiro, and becomes mixed up, let's say, with the perurim, so it has a din of an eichel. So maybe on Shabbos you're allowed to do it also. So you separate an eichel from an eichel. Mashein kein, the other din that Gemara mentions, that Rav Chisda mentions, chiliv odom is lisechagdeiro, so that applies only to Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos, because on Yom Tov the behemi itself is muta b'shchita, you're allowed to shecht lechatchile the eis on Yom Tov. So mimele, if you shecht the eis on Yom Tov, so now since you're allowed to shecht an eis on Yom Tov, so mimele the eis itself is a shemeichel. Then when you squeeze out the milk into the gdeiro that has perurim, and it becomes mixed up with the perurim, so the milk that comes into the gdeiro also has a shemeichel. So ya mafrit an eichel from an eichel. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht an eis on Shabbos. So memele, the beheme itself, the eis itself, does not have a shemeichel on Shabbos. Does not have a shemeichel on Shabbos. So since he does not have a shemeichel on Shabbos, so mimele it's pseilis. So when you squeeze out the milk into the gdeire, too, the milk that comes into the gdeire has a shemeichel, but the behemi itself, from which the milk is obtained, so is pseilis, because you can shecht it, you can eat it. You can check that. So you're mafrid, you separate an eichel from pseilis, so it's all good. The Ramban is chilek. And the Ramban says that even the aloche of chilek v'odomeiz li sechagdeiro applies to Shabbos. because the behemoth has a shemeichel, even on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it because isuru deviale. So there is a certain, sibe, an account of which you cannot eat the behemoth on Shabbos. But that does not mean that on Shabbos the behemoth does not have a shemeichel. But the Rif says that the aloch of sechad al meshkol shlam al mesechak deire applies even to Shabbos. But the aloch of chelav al meiz lisechak deire. Applies only to Yom Tov. Now, Rabbanit, so the Rif, we understand, because the Rif holds that Chalif is Chayev Mishum Dodosh. But Rabbanit Tam says that Chalif is Chayev, Chayev Mishum Mimachik. So how can he mention the Rif's Lomdes? But Teisves here, Daf Kuf Mendalad on the base, mentions in the name of Rabbanit Tam Nirale Rabbanit Tam, the Hanidavke of Yom Tov, the Chazye Behemel Achille, Havik Moyuchle de Ifres, Aval Bishabes Lechazye Lish. לשחיתק מוידוש חשיבה שהבאים הוא יקיפסילס וכשחילה והבגנית אליך הוא מתיקפסילס וכן וכן משמע בהג וביון תפאר ומי יוסחיל לזה סלם אבים שאולים סרבירה נפיל בשבס כי מדש כל חזיל האחיל So there is a stira between the two Rabbanit Tams. So in other words, if we answer, if we reconcile the two Rabbanit Tams, so memele, there will be a teretz and tesis kashi. And tesis kashi here. The thesis says against Rabbanit Tam, the Riz Hasoge against Rabbanit Tam, will Rabbanit Tam Maul Lisechakdir or Maul Lisechakor. Now, all the Rishonim say that even though the Aloche, according to Rabbonon, so in Dishel Bidule Karake, but mid Rabbonon, thesis itself says that, mid Rabbonon there is Dishel Shalubi Dule Karake. Mid Raise, in Dishel Shalubi Dule Karake. But mid Rabbonon, so Yesh Dishel Shalubi Dule Karake. All the Rishonim say that. Now, so Mimele, according to Rabbanit Tam, that Chilev is Chayev Mishum Mimachik, so actually there are two Isur. One Isur is an Isur of Mimachik, which is an Isur Raise. If somebody milks a cow, so, on Shabbos, so he's able to Isur, an Isur Raise of Mimachik, and then an Isur Rabbonon, even according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudeh, an Isur Rabbonon Mishum Dosh. But you ask, I mean, who of what significance? Of what significance is the Yisrael Rabbanon? Yehuda Veidlikho. Of what significance is the Yisrael Rabbanon of Dosh that is involved in Chele Veimo when there is an Yisrael Raise on the score of Machekinachanan? It is not of great significance insofar as Shabbos is concerned, but it is of great significance in respect to Yom Tov. Now, Yom Tov, so in Melocha Vichol Nefesh is Muter. Now, so we should be allowed to harvest wheat on Yom Tov too. But one is not allowed to harvest wheat on Yom Tov. So, Rishonim say, not all Meloches are Muter. Are Muter on Litzire Vichol Nefesh on Yom Tov. Ktzire is not Muter. Ktzire, or let's say, or Teichein, is not Muter on Yom Tov, Litzire Vichol Nefesh. So, some Rishonim say, there is a Shittes Rishonim that Midraise Nochanam, Midraise one is allowed on Yom Tov to reap grapes and to harvest wheat and to do everything. But Midrabonon, certain Melochas, the Chachomim Aset. But there are Melochas that are Osea, Litzire Vichol Nefesh on Yom Tov. Now Teisves in Beit Zedav Gimel mentions a drosha from the Yerushalmi, and according to Teisves in Beit Zedav Gimel, it's a drosha, and it's a special drosha from the Yerushalmi, because the Torah says in Bei, the Torah mentions the Issa Melocha and Yom Tov, and next to it the Torah says Ushmartem Es Hamatzis. Now, when does the chiyuv of shimur elishay matzes mitzvah begin? Bishaslish. Well, there is a shittet bishaslish also, but anyway, from that Yerushalmi it appears that the chiyuv dav gimul in teisves mitzvah. So mishaslishe. So that means, and since there is a smuchim between the isam loche and yom tev and ushmartem es hamatzes, and ushmartem es hamatzes as reference is to what? To Mishas Lishe. So that means that the heter, ach, the posik, ach, kol asher yoseli, ach, kol asher yosed, that means, ich nefesh, that is muter on Yom Tov, So he also is Milisha Reilich. But up to Milisha, there is no Heter of Echlatish. In fact, it, we have to be more evasive. Yeah. Ach, Asher Yochel. The Yerushalmi is Ach, Asher Yochel, Echol Nefesh. V'somich le'yushmartem es amatzeis. Oysa meloche shemishimo veilich. Hey mutoris, the heine milisha veilich, avol shom loches, the mikenim lochin asur. So what it means? So that means, so according to Teisves Shite, there are other pshotim, but in the Yerushalmi, but according to Teisves Shite in Beitze, so it's a special Gzeres HaKosam, that midraise, the heter of Isa Shayoche lichol nefesh, that miloches lichol nefesh is muter, applies only milisha veilich. What it means milisha veilich? That means in the meloches that are mentioned in the order of the processing of pas. So, I mean, we have a number of meloches. We have 11 meloches, I think, in the processing of pas. You have Chirish and Zeriah and Keitzer and Teichei and Mi'amir and Zere and Teichein and Dosh and Beireir and Mirakeid after Dosh. So in other words, so you have a certain number of meloches in the processing of pas, up to losh. So when is meloches echol nefesh muter an yontev? From losham. You're allowed to need the do an yontev. But you're not allowed to be teichin, to grind wheat an yontev. You're not allowed to harvest wheat an yontev. So midrais, it's a special zeres hakosov. So that means the dosh is not muter lezecher echol nefesh. Dosh is not muta tzichol nefesh. How about mimachik? Is mimachik muta tzichol nefesh? So of course, you're not allowed to pave the roads on yontev. You're not allowed to pave the roads because that's not tzichol nefesh. But suppose the mimachik is involved in a tzichol nefesh. Is a tzichol nefesh matir every meloch. The shita of the Rashi on Avilas HaKedesh is the tzirich echol nefesh is matir every meloche. Even a meloche like tefer, shtei tefiras, it's a meloche. It is not the kind of meloche that is usually applied to an echol nefesh. I mean, does one usually apply the meloche of tefira to echol nefesh? The meloche of tefira, of sewing stitches, is usually applied to a beged. Not an echol, but the Rashbo in Sefer Avilas HaKedesh says that you are allowed on Yontev to take thread and to sew up the neck of a chicken. Even though it is a meloche of teifer, but since you do it leichol nefesh, you are allowed. The Arish ain't more achilik. The Arish, of course, the Shittas Rambam is to the contrary. Shittas Rambam is that the Nefesh is only muter where generally the Meloche is applied on Idvarech. Idvarech like Bishul, Afiye, I mean, or Shchite, I mean, or Itzoe, you know, so you carry the Eichel. But if the Meloche generally is not applied on an Eichel, let's say Tefer, Tefer Shtei Tefires, is it generally applied on an Eichel? It just happens that a certain person, a certain woman, is interested in sewing up the neck of a chicken. Otherwise, it won't be good. No one will enjoy the neck of the chicken if it's not sewn up. So according to the Rambam, there is no heter of echol nefesh. But according to the Rashbo, there is a heter of echol nefesh. So Mimele, according to the Rashbo, that he says that any miloch, even though usually it is not applied on idvarech, like tefer, so is mutal tzirich nefesh if in the specific situation it is done on an echol nefesh, so mimachik too, if the mimachik is applied on an echol nefesh, it should be muter. So an yontef, it should be muter an yontef to milk a cow. What do? When you milk a cow, you smooth out, you flatten out the order of the behemoth, but it's done tzirich nefesh, so maybe it should be muter. So on the score of the Isa de Raise of Mimachik, it should be muter. But if it is osa on the score of Dosh, then it is osa because we have a special Zeres HaKosuf, or Kushmartim Esamatzis, Achasha Shiyosel Chol Nefesh, and then Visomichlei, Kushmartim Esamatzis, so only Milosh Veilech. Losh Melech. But Ramitam Shita is that there is no Melechas Dishe. Melechas Dishe Midraise in Chilin Deimo. But mit Rabbonon there is, even though it's a Loibi Lekake. But call the Tikkun Rabbonon kind of Reise Tikkun. So just as Dosh the Reise is not Mutal Tzerech Nefesh, so Dosh the Rabbonon is not Mutal Tzerech Nefesh either. So Mimele, there is no stira between the Rabbonon Tam here and the Rabbonon Tam that Kuf Mendal. There is no stira whatsoever between the two Rabbonon Tams. So Rabbonon Tam says, Nir le Rabbonon Tam, Chilin what it means. Nir le Rabbonon Tam, the Hani Davke beyond. Of course, in Shabbos, it's also. So on Shabbos, it's also on two scores. It is also on the score of Mimachik on Shabbos. There is no heter of Echol Nefesh on Shabbos. And it is also on the score of Dosh, whether he milks the... whether he squeezes out the milk into a carry or to a deira on Shabbos, it's also on the score of Dosh and on the score of Memach. But on Yontev, when the Gemara says Chilavodomeis, we say Chagdeire, it means Yontev. So we have two problems with Yontev. First of all, Memachik, Midraiste, and Dosh Midrabon. So as far as Memachik, Midraiste is concerned, that's not in the order of order of the processing of pas. So Memele, the special Zakosuf of Melisha Veilech has no relevance to Memachik. So the general principle of the Gzera Zakosuf of is Ashayoche L'chol Nefesh. So Ashayoche L'chol Nefesh V'somach Lei. So Ashayoche L'chol Nefesh applies. So Memele, it is Muter L'tzeir L'chol Nefesh. He's allowed to smooth out the order in order to obtain milk. It's L'chol Nefesh. It's a chonefesh. But we have another problem. Midrabon. Yesh dishe shaloi b'gidu lekarke. So Mimele, when he milks the cow, he is evir milaches dishe midrabon. And dishe is one of the meloches that the Torah was not matir for tzerech chonefesh. So even the dishe midrabon, called the tikkun rabbonon ken d'raisa tikkun, is not mutal tzerech chonefesh. What's the dishe? The dishe consists in removing, in separating the mashke from the eichel. So if he is chelev dei is lisecha kare, so then the milk that comes out into the kare has the chalishem mashke, and the eis has the shem eichel, so there is an issue of dosh rabbonon. So he's removing. Now the eich itself can be mitzvah yontev. So it says a chalishem eich. So he's separating the milk that comes into the deira and becomes mixed up miurev with the cheese or the other pirurim of eichel. So memele it says it's in a eichel. So it's uchledifre. So it's separating one part of an eichel from another part of an eichel. So it's just like taking a knife and cutting a watermelon into two parts. So it's the same thing. So really, that's why the lotion of the rat of the, so you see the lotion of Pesach is Kimin Chena. Near the Rabnetam, the Anidavke beyond it, the Chazir Behemel HaAchile, Havik Muyukho Difres, Avo B'Shabes, L'Chazir L'Shchite, L'Chazir L'Shchite, is Kmo Yidosh Chchile. So, Kmoy Dosh Chshive. So why does he say Kmoy Dosh? Because as far as Dosh is concerned, it's Kmoy Dosh. Because Midrash saying this shall be the Lekad. The Shukav. But on Shabbos will be also Midrash say on the score of Memachik too. But here the Rav Netanya is not concerned with that. With Memachik. So Memele, we can answer that the Risa Sode against Rav Netanya. Three asks against the Rav Netam, Malu is the Chagdeir and Malu is the Chakar. There is a big difference. Because as far as Mimach is concerned, so Malu is the Chagdeir and Malu is the Chakar. But as far as Mimach is concerned, so even Mr. Chakar should be Mutarayom. Because of the Rechon Nefesh. But then we have another problem. We have a problem of Dosh Mid Rabon. So when we say Chakar, there is Dosh Mid Rabon. And we say Chagdeire. So Mashka Bo is a Chechok Eichol. There is no Dosh Mid Rabon. All right.